Salem, CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good and fire it up with CJ. Log on fireitupwithcj.com and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
And welcome in, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. It is Fire It Up with CJ here at The Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries. And today we continue our month of love with Shepherd Hoodwin, author of Loving From Your Soul. So we're very excited to have him on the show today. And with all that said, let's introduce your host of the show. It is CJ.
Hey, welcome everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and yes, we are continuing our look at love. And in this segment, we're going to offer some anger management techniques. What do you do for that special someone who drives you crazy, who just gets under your skin? And Shepherd Hoodwin, who is the author of four books and four more coming up, is going to talk about his book, Loving From Your Soul, Creating Powerful Relationships. Welcome, Shepherd.
Hey, it's great to be here, CJ.
So I just wanted to start off with a beautiful passage from your book. And I particularly like this passage because it's a problem that a lot of Northwesterners face, is that we're all passive-aggressive. So we stuff down our anger. I actually have no problem with being angry, but because I'm from the East Coast. Often a lot of times we kind of stuff down our angers because displaying anger is bad. And I like a quote from your book. You say, if you find yourself either attacking others or trying to be loving by repressing your feelings, you've not accurately perceived love. And then you go on later to describe that love is in the middle, where there's no need for repression or inappropriate expression. Love your anger. Love those who have trespassed against you. Love it all. So I think that these are wonderful ideas. And I wanted to just check with you, how do you put these things in practice for yourself?
Every day is a spiritual practice. We think of our meditation time as being a spiritual practice, or chanting, or going to church, or praying. But everything we do in our lives is part of our spiritual practice. And practice makes perfect, but none of us are perfect. And so we will do it better sometimes than we will at others. When anger comes up for us, that's an opportunity to practice handling it well, because anger is really just power arising in us. Sometimes it comes up because we feel threatened. We feel that our survival is threatened in some way. Sometimes our expectations are thwarted, or we're frustrated. But whatever is coming up for us is an opportunity to get to know ourselves better and to grow. So it starts with just embracing whatever it is we're feeling in the moment and bringing as much awareness to it as we can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think here's the thing that I think is so hard for people who are spiritual people now, bridging over to people who aren't spiritual. I mean, here's when I read stuff like that, this is what I do in practice. So I was having an exchange with someone on an online community, which is dangerous. Then, you know, the whole thing is dangerous because you're only communicating in short little clips. The likelihood for misunderstanding and poor clarity and intention is really high. But I was chatting back and forth with this person about soulmates and what Buddhists think. And I found myself just getting so perturbed afterwards. And so I thought, wow, that's interesting. Why am I getting so perturbed by this Buddhist who's this peaceful dude? And then I thought, wow, is that, and I think it's, and that's what I think is just being aware that you're angry. And that's when I thought, that is loving your anger, saying, okay, there's something beautiful that is just around the corner from this anger. What is it? And when I read Love Your Anger, that's what I saw, which is that, you know, even negative emotions or challenging emotions that make us feel not so good on the inside, loving those, because bringing your awareness, and when I think of that, I think it's about, okay, well, why am I angry? What's happening with my anger? What's happening on the inside? This gentleman who's a Buddhist is not trying to make me angry. He's trying to do exactly the opposite. So what is it inside of me that's angry and what needs to be brought out? That's what I saw when I read your passage. But is that what you mean, or how do you experience it when you have anger?
There's basically two kinds of anger. There's anger that is a force coming up in us to deal with a present threat. And then there's the baggage anger. There's the old stuff that we never resolved, and maybe this current thing is reminding us of this old anger that we never got out of our system.
Mm.
And so you could look at it as a blessing that, oh, here's something that I'm really charged about, and he pushed a button in me, and I need to be aware that I've been carrying this old anger, and it's time for me to let it go. And I know it's time for me to let it go because it just came up.
Mm.
If it wasn't time to let it go, it wouldn't have come up. It wouldn't have been accessible.
Mm.
So when it does come up, that is the chance to heal something old, as well as to look at the current thing. If the reaction is out of proportion to the current thing, then we know that there's also old stuff there. Current thing might be pretty innocent. It might really not be a big deal at all. So it may be mostly our old unresolved things. So if you're in a relationship with someone and they say something fairly innocent and you explode, you might look at, well, am I still upset about the previous boyfriend or girlfriend who did such and such, and I never finished processing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
a
baggage. That's a baggage. Well, in that particular case, it's kind of hard because that's kind of falling into the two groups of anger. It's a baggage anger because you've had a previous difficult challenge from a previous boyfriend, and now you're thinking it may be a present threat as well. I understand the baggage anger. What is the present threat? Like, is that someone's about to threaten my ego, or what does the present threat mean?
The real purpose of anger and fear are to keep us safe in the face of a genuine threat to our well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time that we get angry and fearful, it is not a case of a genuine present threat, but that's
mm-hmm.
what they exist for.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is, for example, about to steal something from you, then your anger or your fear, or both, because they're really two ends of one stick, would
mm-hmm.
come up to get you to do something. It's giving you the life force to either run away or protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So every emotion that we have exists for a good reason, but we often misuse them because we are also psychological beings, and sometimes we confuse our emotional reality with physical reality.
Mm.
And so let's say your boss is in a bad mood and says something prickly to you. If the reality is that your job really isn't being threatened here, and it's just he's having a bad day, but you react to it as if he's going to fire you, you're going to starve and die, and
right.
So you get really angry or really fearful, then that is a misinterpretation. So learning to love more is totally bound up with developing a clear sense of what is true. Truth and love
mm-hmm.
are partners. So in that situation, the ability to step back, which is not always easy to do, when we're triggered, it's not easy to do at all. But as much as we can to step back and say, well, what's real here? And if we can frame it in truth, which is to say, oh, he's having a bad day, let me have some compassion for him, it's okay, it'll be better tomorrow, we can diffuse the perception that our survival is threatened.
Okay, now I'm unfortunately I have to go to break. I want to hear more. So let's actually talk a little bit more about that, just to summarize. And then when we come back, we are going to be talking about a related topic, which is to how you open your doors of your heart. And I think that this is infinitely related to what we were just talking about. So we'll be right back.